Rosie Visits Imus, 13th of April, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UNT News. New York, New York. Shrugging off criticism from the Bush administration, Nancy Pelosi met today with Don Imus, pledging to establish a dialogue with the renegade broadcaster. Though pressure had been mounting onto Imus from politicians and entertainers in an effort to boycott and isolate him, Pelosi decried the policy and advocated one which would give both he and her, quote, more screen time, unquote. The move brought to an end, the early successes gained by the Reverends Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, who clarified that the biblical passage on forgiveness explicitly exempted people who say, quote, nappy-headed hoes, unquote. While they succeeded in pressuring CBS to fire him, he has since been rehired due to Nancy Pelosi's appearance. Les Moonves, chief executive of CBS, said, quote, we were quite sure that his time was done, and it was best to move on to radio programs of a higher caliber. But this visit legitimized Don Imus and made us reconsider. Why fix what isn't broken? Unquote. But some believe that the breach was more than just a mere moral issue, citing a potential constitutional breach. Noting the results of last November's elections, Nancy Pelosi smiled defiantly as she dismissed critics. Quote, the American people has spoken. I am only showing them I can speak too. Unquote. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNT News. Thank you for suffering.